reporting on hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, should probably start by answering one question. For that, I went to Chip Grote, Associate Director of UT's Energy Institute.
What is this fracking technology that we're hearing a lot about these days?
Fracking technology is basically taking some very dense rock that things don't move very well in and putting pressure generated by fluids down there that causes the rock to literally fracture or break.
And it could be the next frontier in U.S. energy exploration. In Texas, companies are fracking shale formations around Dallas-Fort Worth in the north and Eagle Ford in the south, all to extract natural gas that was previously unattainable.
And when you look at the volume of these shale beds and the amount of gas that's potentially there, we go from a couple of decades of natural gas reserves to almost a century of natural gas reserves.
But that comes with strings attached. You'll remember Dr. Grote said fracking uses liquid to break up the underground rock. A lot of people are concerned that that could be seeping into water supplies. In fact, France's National Assembly voted just yesterday to ban fracking outright. To make things even more complicated, the ingredients that go into that fracking liquid are considered trade secrets in the U.S.
We don't know anything about what chemicals are going into the ground and potentially into the groundwater.
Austin Democratic State Representative Mark Strama is part of a bipartisan group of lawmakers that sponsored the bill to make companies reveal those ingredients. Strama said if this fracking bill becomes law, it would be groundbreaking.
I think Texas will actually get some positive attention for taking a lead on this.
Environmental groups applauded the House vote while criticizing an amendment that let the industry keep the proportions of certain ingredients, those considered not dangerous by federal standards, a secret. Many industry groups supported the bill. Their position is that the fluids are not contaminating water. Also pleased with the bill are researchers like Chip Grote. He's leading what he hopes is the first comprehensive study into the environmental impacts of fracking.
From a research point of view, you need to know what those frack fluids are. And from an environmental protection point of view, you need to know what they are, but to know whether they're toxic or not.
The bill heads to the Senate for a hearing later today. Mose Bushell, KUT News.